Good afternoon. I'm Stevie White on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
There are lots of ways to get active. Lots of different ways. No matter how we choose to move, we can all agree moving more feels good, especially when we move together. Go for a walk, sneak in a stretch, conquer a healthy challenge, or grab a buddy to make exercise more fun. However you move, just make sure you're active every day. The more you move, the more energy you'll have to tackle the rest of your day. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
The livestock complex is again trading mixed as the cattle contracts continue to thrive and trade higher, but the lean hog complex is trading amid a weak export sales report. It's another glorious day for the live cattle complex as the market continues to grind higher yet again today. It continues to keep bullish tones alive as well throughout the market. The fact that choice cuts are higher again this morning and feedlot managers seem determined to push cattle prices higher this week as they patiently wait for packer demand to improve without growing anxious. Still, no cash cattle trade has developed, but asking prices are noted in the South at $202 to $204 plus and are still not established for the North. Trade could begin develop later this afternoon, but it's more likely that the bulk of the week's cattle trade will be delayed until Friday. Box beef prices are mixed. Choice was up 89 cents at $321.99. Select was down 33 cents at $307.20 with a movement of 87 loads. The feeder cattle complex continues to push its contracts higher and higher, which seems to signal robust buying from traders as the market's direction is undoubtedly higher due to the vast majority of the nearby contracts reaching new contract highs again today. The technical resistance plane of $278 no longer seems to post any technical pressure to ample fundamental demand. Yes, morning pork cutout values may be higher, but the day's export report was rather disappointing, which seems to be the reason for the market's sharp downward turn. April lean hogs were down 2 cents at $86.45, June lean hogs were down $1.77 at $96.87, and July lean hogs were down $1.55 at $98.07. Although it's positive to see pork cutout values higher, the carcass price is skewed this morning by the belly's $16.53 jump. Corn futures were 5 to 6 cents higher at midday on Thursday, soybean futures were 11 to 12 cents higher, and wheat futures were 8 to 14 cents higher at midday on Thursday. That's a wrap of your afternoon news and markets. I'm Stevie White at the Oklahoma Farm Report.